Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Avodah Zarah Perek Vav. In this perek, which ends the first half of Hilchot Avodah Zarah, the Rambam completes the topic of what actions are prohibited as forms of Avodah Zarah, or because they are similar to or accessories to the act of Avodah Zarah. There are six mitzvot in this perek. One mitzvah lo taseh for each of six forbidden activities. Numbers 1 and 2 are performing the rites of Ov or Yidoni, two occult practices meant to allow one to communicate with the dead or to receive knowledge of the future. The Surim in this perek, both punishable by death, refer only to the practitioner of these rites, not the client who consults the practitioner. Consulting an Ov or Yidoni in order to communicate with the dead or find out about future events, like Shaul did in Shmuel Aleph Perek Kafchet in order to communicate with a deceased Shmuel HaNavi, is prohibited as well, but is not a capital crime, as we'll see in Perek Yud Aleph. Number 3 is the practice of Molech, mentioned several times in the Torah as an especially repulsive form of Avodah Zarah. Number 4 is setting up a matzeva as a place of worship. Number 5 is prostrating oneself completely on a stone floor. And number 6 is planting any tree on the premises of the Beit HaMikdash. Halacha Aleph. Ha'oseh ov o yidoni b'irtzono b'zadon chayav karet. Vim hayu sham edim v'hatra'a niskal. Haya shogeg mevi chatat kvua. Anyone who willingly performs the rites of a ov or yidoni is liable for karet. If there were witnesses who warned him, he gets the punishment of skila, stoning. If he performed these actions bishogeg, accidentally or inadvertently, then he has to bring a fixed korban chatat. We explain what the Rambam means by that in the beginning of Perek Gimel. Ketzad maaseh ha'ov, zeshehu omed umaktir ketoret yidua, v'ochez sharvit shel hadas biado umnifo, v'hu medaber balat bidvarim yidu'in etzlam, ad sheyishma ha'shoel ki'ilu echad medaber imo, u'meshivo al mashu shoel bidvarim mitachat la'aretz. Bekol namuch ad ma'od, u'ch'ilu eino nikar la'ozen ela b'machshava margishbo. What do the rites of Ov involve? A person stands and offers a certain incense offering. He holds a branch of myrtle in his hand and waves it while whispering some incantation in a hushed tone. This continues until the person making the inquiry, the client, hears a voice as if another person is speaking to him and replying to his questions. It appears as if the words are coming from below the earth in a very low tone, to the extent that it cannot be perceived by the ear, but only sensed by thought. V'chein halokech golgolet hamet umaktir la umnacheish ba, ad sheyishma ki'ilu kol yotze mitachat shechiyo, shafal ad ma'od umeshivo, kol elu maaseh ov hein, va'oseh echad mehem niskal. Another version of Ov is taking the skull of a corpse, offering some incense, and reciting some incantations until one hears a voice in a very low tone emanating from his armpits and replying to his questions. Anyone who performs one of these acts gets the punishment of skila. Halacha bet. Ketzad maaseh hayidoni, maniach etzem ov sheshmo yadua befiv, umaktir va'oseh maasiyot achirot ad sheyipol kinichpeh. Vidaber befiv dvarim sha'atidin liyot. V'chol elu minei avoda zarahen, v'azara shelehen minayin, tamud lomar, al tifnu el ha'ovot v'el ha'yid'onim. What are the rites of the yid'oni? A person places a bone from a bird, called the yidua, in his mouth, offers some incense, and performs other deeds until he falls into a trance, something like an epileptic, and relates events which will occur in the future. All of these are types of idol worship. The Azhara, the Pasuk which warns against them, is the Pasuk in Kedoshim, Al tifnu el ha-ovot vel-ha-idonim. Do not turn to the ovot or the idonim. Again, we emphasize that the Isser here is referring to the practitioner of Ov or Yidoni, the client who seeks out the practitioner in order to find out the future or to communicate with the dead. That person is referred to in the Torah as the Shoel Ov Yidoni, the seeker, and we'll learn about that prohibition in Perek Yud Aleph. We should mention that whereas the Rambam considers the Yidoni to be a bone of a bird, other Rishonim consider it to be from a land animal. Halacha Gimel. Now the Rambam turns to the Isser of Molech. Hanotein mizaro lamolech birtzono bezadon chayav karet. Bishogeg mevi chatat kvua. Vim asa bahatra veidim niskal. Shneamar asher yitein mizaro lamolech mot yumat am haaretz yirgemuhu va'aven. Vazhara shalom inayin. תמוד לומר, ומזרעך לא תיתן להעביר למולך, ולהלן הוא אומר, לא ימצא לך מעביר בנו וביתו באש. Anyone who willingly gives of his descendants to the molech gets the punishment of karet. If he did so accidentally, he brings a fixed korban chatat. If there were witnesses who warned him, then he gets skila. This is a pasuk in Kedoshim that says that whoever gives of his descendants to molech gets skila. Where is the azara, the warning against molech? There's a pasuk about it in Acharemot and a pasuk also in Shoftim. Both say we are not allowed to give from our descendants to molech. The pasuk in Shoftim even doesn't mention molech, but it mentions ma'vir b'no vito ba'esh, and as we'll see, the procedure of molech involves putting a person through a fire in some manner or another. Ketzad hayu osin, madlik esh gedola, ולוקח מקצת זרעו ומוסרו לכומרין עובדי האש. ואותן הכומרין נותנין הבן לאביו אחר שנמסר בידם להעבירו באש ברשותן. ואבי הבן הוא שמעביר בנו על האש ברשות הכומרין, ומעביר אותו ברגלו מצד לצד אחר בתוך השלהבת. What exactly was done? A person would light a large fire, take some of his descendants, some of his children or descendants, and give them to the priests who serve the fire. After the child was given to them, the priest returned the son to the father to pass him through the fire as he wishes. The father of the child is the one who passes his child through the fire with the priest's permission. He passes him through the fire from one side to the other, the child walking on his own feet as the father pulls him through. Now the Rambam clarifies, the son does not die this way. Lo shuz sorfo lamolech, kederuch shesorfin b'neihem uvnotehem lavodah zara acheret. Ela b'havara bilvad hayta avodat zeh sheshmo molech.
The father does not actually burn, cremate his son, as in fact was done to some other avodah zarahs. Rather, this form of worship called molech involved just passing the child through the fire. So if one performs this kind of action to some avodah zarah other than molech, he is exempt because that is not the way that other avodah zarah is supposed to be worshipped. We should note that the Ramban, in his commentary on the Torah and Sefer Vayikra, disagrees with the Rambam and believes that the procedure of molech involves killing the child by burning him alive. He proves this based on psukim in Navi, which seem to describe molech in this manner, and by reference to other uses of the term ma'vir ba'esh in Chumash, which speak of something being kept in the fire for a significant amount of time, not just being passed through it quickly, like the Rambam describes molech. Halacha Dalet. Eino chayav karet oskila ad sheimsor lamolech viaviro beraglo ba'esh derech havara. Masar velo hevir, hevir velo masar, osh masar vehevir shelo derech havara, patur. Veino chayav ad sheimsor miktsat zaro v'yaniach miktsat. Shenamar ki mizaro natan lamolech, miktsato velo kulo. The Rambam in the previous halacha had explained that the molech procedure consists of two stages, handing the child over to the priests, and then the priests return the child to the father, who then passes him through the fire. A person's only chayav karet, or stoning, if he does both parts of the procedure. If he does only one, giving it to the priests but not passing the child through the fire, or passing the child through the fire but not giving him to the priests, or if he gave the child to the priest and then passed him through the fire not in the normal manner. The Rambam had clarified in Halacha Gimel that the child walks through the fire on his own while the father pulls him along. So if the father doesn't do it that way, but rather picks him up and takes him to the fire in his arms, that is not considered the act of molech, and the father is exempt from punishment in that case. One is only chai for molech if he gives some of his progeny, but not all, because the pasuk says, ki mizar onatan lamolech, some of his children, not all of them. How is it possible that one is chayiv karet or skila for the lesser crime of offering some of his children to molech, but not for the greater crime of offering all of them? The explanation would seem to be, as we'll see in other halachic contexts, that the lesser sin can be atoned for by the death or karet of the sinner, while the greater sin is too severe to be atoned for in any way. There is also a practical difficulty with this halacha. If someone offers all of his children to molech, one at a time, then he is chayav after the first, as at that point he has other children who have not been offered to molech. How then does that chiyuv of karet or skila just disappear after he offers all of his remaining children? Tosfot would answer that indeed, the only time he is exempt from punishment based on having offered all of his children is if he offers all of his children to molech at once, or if he has only one child and offers him to molech. Halacha hei, Echad zera kasher v'echad zera pasul. Echad banav uvnotav v'echad bneihem uvnei bneihem. Al kol yotzei reicho hu chayav, mipnei shehem zaro. Aval im hevir echav o achyotav o avotav o shehevir atzmo, patur. Hevir echad mizaro v'hu yashen o shayasuma, patur. One is chayav for giving over to Molech any of his descendants, whether they be sons, daughters, grandchildren, or great-grandchildren. He is chayav in all cases. It doesn't matter if the progeny is legitimate or illegitimate, like a mamzer from a forbidden marriage. As long as it is his progeny, he is chayav for handing it over to Molech. But it has to be descendants. If one handed over to Molech a brother, a sister, an ancestor, if one handed himself over to Molech, he is not chayav for this avera. Someone who hands over a child to Molech while the child is sleeping or blind is not chayav as well. As we saw, the child has to walk through the fire by himself, just be helped along, and while he's sleeping or blind, he cannot do that. Alach Avav, Matseva she'asra Torah, hi binyan shiyu hakol mitkabtsin etzla, v'afilu la'avod et Hashem, shekenei aderech avodah zarah, shenemar v'lo takim lecha matseva asher sanei Hashem elokecha, v'chol hamikim matseva lokeh. The matseva, the monument, which the Torah forbids, is a structure around which people gather. The Issur applies even if the matseva was constructed for Avodat Hashem, because this is a practice of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and the Torah says, don't make a matseva which God hates. God hates it because it was a practice of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Rashi on this pasuk quotes the statement of the Midrash, that even though the Avot made matzevot, Yaakov Avinu in Parshat Vayetze and Parshat Vayishlach built several matzevot. Once the practice was subsequently adopted by idolaters, this form of worship became anathema to God and therefore was forbidden by the Torah. One more point, the Rambam describes a matzeva as a binyan, a very general term denoting any kind of structure. But most Rishonim, including Rashi al Torah, understand based on the Yerushalmi that a matzeva is a single large rock on which a korban can be offered, in contrast to a mizbeach, which of course is permitted and which is built from many rocks. The punishment for setting up a matzeva is malkot. This is not a capital crime like the earlier ones in this parak of Ov, Yidoni, and Molech. V'chein even maskit hamura b'Torah, aval pishu mishtachave alea l'ashem, loke, shenemar ve'even maskit lo titnu ba'artzechem lishtachavot alea, mipnei shekein haya derech avodazara laniach even lefanea, lishtachavot alea, lefichach ein osim kein l'ashem, ve'ino loke ad sheyifshot yadav v'raglav al ha'even v'nimitza kulo mutal alea, shezoi hishtachavaya hamura b'Torah. A person who bows down on a stone, even though he is bowing down to God, he gets punished by Malkot. This is what the Torah says in Parshat Bahar, that we are not allowed to have an Evan Maskit, because the Ovdei Avodah Zarah would put a stone in front of their Avodah Zarah so that people could bow down on it. And therefore, this practice is considered a practice of Avodah Zarah, and the Torah forbids it even to be done as a way of serving Hashem. The Rashbam on the Torah explains that the term maskit, as in Evan Maskit, comes from the root sacha, shin samechei, meaning to gaze at. This type of stone placed before an idol was typically decorated beautifully. One does not get malkot unless he spreads out his hands and feet on the stone, so his entire body is lying on it. That is the kind of hishtachava that the Torah is speaking about in the context of Evan Maskit. This idea that Ishtachava, bowing down, implies lying completely on the ground, comes from the pasuk regarding Yosef's second dream. When Yaakov asks him, Havo navo ani vimcha v'achecha lishtachavot lecha artza. The word artza suggests that the entire body is laying on the ground. As we'll see in Halacha Chet, this strict form of bowing down only refers to the prohibition of Evan Maskit. When it comes to bowing down to an Avodah Zarah, even just regular bowing down qualifies as Ishtachava. Halacha Zayin. B'med dvarim amurim b'sha'ar haratzot, aval b'mikdash mutar lishtachavot l'ashem al havanim. Shneemar lo titnu ba'artzechem lishtachavot alea. Ba'artzechem ein atem mishtachavim al havanim, aval atem mishtachavim al havanim ha'mefutsalot b'mikdash. This prohibition of Evan Maskit applies outside the Beit HaMikdash. But in the Beit HaMikdash, it is permitted to bow down on stones, because the pasuk says that you shouldn't do Evan Maskit ba'artzechem, in your land, meaning in your land, referring to outside the Mikdash. Umipnei ze nagu kol Yisrael la'atzia machatzalot bevatei knesiot haretzufot b'avanim, ominei kash v'teven, la'avdil bein pneihem uvein havanim. V'im lo matza davar mavdil beino uvein ha'even, holech l'makom acher u'mishtachave, Because of this prohibition, it became the custom through all of Bnei Israel to spread mats or straw on the stone floor of a Beit Knesset, of a shul, so as to separate oneself when one bows down from the stone. If one cannot find anything to separate between himself and the stone, he should go to somewhere else to bow down, or bow down on his side with his face turned away, so as not to put his face on the stone and violate this prohibition. The practice described here by the Rambam is familiar to us from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when we put something between our hands or head and the stone floor to avoid this isser of Evan Maskit when we bow down several times during Musaf of the Yamim Noraim. Halacha Chet. Hamishtachave Lashem al avanim hamufutzalot below pishut edayim v'raglayim eino loke, aval makinoto makat mardut. Aval avodah zarah, achat ishtachavaya b'fishut edayim v'raglayim, o ishtachavaya below pishut edayim v'raglayim, mishah shiichbosh panav b'karka la niskal. Someone who bows down on a stone floor without spreading his hands and feet out, he does not get malkot, he hasn't violated the Torah prohibition, but it is still asur midrabanan, and therefore he gets makat mardut, which is a punishment for violating the isur drabanan. However, when it comes to avodah zarah, bowing down in any form, even without extending one's hands and feet, is considered ishtachavaya, as long as his face goes on the ground. Once he puts his face on the ground, he is violating the prohibition of bowing down to an avodah zarah. Halacha tet. Hanotea ilan etzel hamizbeach, o bechol hazara, ben ilan sirak, ben ilan machal, af al pi sha'asa oto noy lamikdash v'yofi lo, hari ze loke. Shnemar lo tita lecha ashira kol etz, etzel mizbeach Hashem alakecha asher ota asalach. מפני שזה היה דרך עבודה זרה, נוטעין אילנות בצד מזבח שלה כדי שיתקבצו שם העם. Anyone who plants a tree near the Mizbeach, or anywhere in the Azara, the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, doesn't matter if it's a fruit-bearing tree or not, gets the punishment of Malkot. This is the pasuk in Parshat Shoftim, Lo tita lecha asherah kol eitz, eitz al mizbeach Hashem Elokecha. Do not plant an asherah or any other tree near the mizbeach of Hashem. And this is forbidden even if he plants the tree just to beautify the mikdash or make it more attractive. The reason for this isser is that this was again a practice of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They would plant trees near their altars so that people would gather there. Halacha Yud. V'asur lasot ach sadra ot shel eitz b'mikdash kederech shosin b'chatzerot. אף על פי שהוא בבניין ואינו עץ נטוע. הרחקה היא תירה, שנאמר כל עץ, אלא כל האכסדראות והסככות היוצאות מן הכתלים שהיו במקדש, של אבן היו, לא של עץ. It is forbidden to construct even a porch made of wood in the mikdash, as one would do in one's own courtyard. Even though the wood there is part of the structure and not planted in the ground, this is a harchakai tera. It's an extra restriction, as implied by the words kol eitz, but this is a rabbinic restriction. All the porches and structures which protruded from the walls within the mikdash were made of stone and not of wood. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.